Now, you know when you walk around the region, whether it's on paved streets, picturesque hillsides or idyllic dales, do you ever wonder what is beneath your feet? Well, a new piece of public art in Durham has been designed to encourage you to do just that. It was officially opened today and a top TV scientist was on hand to do the honours. For BBC Tees Tonight, David McMillan was there.
Most of my time is spent popularising geology, and there's no better thing than this in order to do it. In other words,
we're most accustomed to seeing him standing beside a volcano, dodging flaming rocks and molten lava. Today, he was standing on a pavement near a pub in Durham, dodging intermittent lunchtime showers. TV scientist Professor Ian Stewart was at Durham University to officially unveil the city's latest piece of public art, a geological map of Britain which people are invited to look at, walk on and post pictures of themselves studying on social media.
So I'm cutting the ribbon on the geological map of the British Isles, which might sound a bit boring to those listening, but actually what it is, it's just up at university. And it's a kind of mosaic of the geology of this country and island told in the local stone. So an artist has kind of carved very carefully the geology of Britain and put it into the paving right opposite the New Inn. Fantastic. You know, people spend all the day walking on stone down the city streets, and all around them is building stone. But they've really often got very little idea of what it is, where it's come from and all the rest. And that's kind of understandable. But here what it's trying to do is to take some of these stones and show where they are around the country. And of course, for the ordinary punters, for school kids, it's just something to look at and to think about. To think, oh, I didn't know that. Why is that there? What's up in Glasgow and what's down in the Lake District? And that's just brilliant.
My name's Dr. Darren Groke. I'm the reader in isotope geochemistry. Well, the map was originated by myself, creating something that's educational, outreach, way of actually bringing rocks to people's hands, and they can actually walk on it and be interactive with it and just learn more about what they've actually walked over around the countryside.
What sort of rocks do you have from this region?
Most of it is the sandstones, carboniferous sandstones, which are all interbedded with the coals, but of course we couldn't use the coals because of the texture of the coals, and they would wear really quickly, so we've had to use the harder sandstones. And
presumably somebody could come along and light them as well.
Yes, and light them, yes. But for Durham, we actually have a shape of the shield that's made out of the Frostley marble, which is locally mined, which you'll also find in the cathedral, Durham Cathedral.
Professor Stewart mentioned children in his speech. Is that one of the key aspects of why this has been created in a public area?
Oh, yes, definitely. In a few weeks, I'll already be bringing my first-year students down here to get them doing exercises on the map, and hopefully we can encourage that to be even extended out to the local schools.
I know one of the ideas is that people should use social media post photos of themselves. Have you been on and posted a photo on your Twitter page yet?
I've been on and I've posted on Twitter. I was looking at what I'm down in Plymouth now, that's where I'm based. So I was kind of looking at that. They've got that right. It's very nice to see. That's the English Riviera coast, you know. But it looks great, you know. I think when you travel around the country, it's that way where you can say, oh, look what's up here, look what's around there. So I think it's just great. It also looks beautiful. I mean, that's the other thing. It looks like a proper work of art.
Okay, it's open.
There you are. Hey.
TV geologist Professor Ian Stewart providing the grand opening for the geological map in Durham. You're actually being encouraged to find your part of the world on the map as well and tweet pictures of yourself, if you wouldn't mind. If you fancy doing that, Professor Stewart already has. If you want, tweet at Durham_uni and use the recommended hashtag geosculpture. So that one, there we go. If you're on Twitter, tweet at Durham_uni and use the recommended hashtag geosculpture.